Lesson 16, Joseph in Egypt. Purpose, to encourage the children to keep themselves pure by staying away from temptation and living close to the Lord. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Genesis chapter 39. Joseph, who was sold into Egypt, serves Potiphar, is falsely accused, and is cast into prison. Note the word wotteth in Genesis chapter 39, verse 8, was translated knoweth by the prophet Joseph Smith. Genesis chapter 40, Joseph interprets the dreams of Pharaoh's butler and baker. Genesis chapter 41, Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dreams, prepares for famine, and rules in Egypt. Note the word kine in Pharaoh's description of his dream refers to cows or cattle. 2. Additional reading. Psalm number 24, verses 3 through 5. Those with clean hands and pure hearts will stand in the Lord's holy place. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture accounts. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. 2 magnets, one labeled God and the other labeled Satan, and a nail, pin, or paper clip. Or, for the alternate attention activity, draw a simple figure of a person on a piece of paper. C. Pictures 6-18. Joseph resists Potiphar's wife. Gospel Art Picture Kit 110, 62548. And 6-19, Joseph and the Butler and Baker. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Tell the class that the nail, pin, or paper clip represents us. Place it between the two magnets on a flat surface so it can be attracted by one or the other. Show that the further away from Satan we are, the less power he has to tempt us. As you move the metal object toward the magnet representing God, explain that the closer we live to the Lord, the more we are influenced by his goodness. When we seek after good, we are less influenced by that which is evil. Alternate attention activity. Ask the children in your class to be the winds of temptation. Hold a sheet of paper with the drawing on it by one corner and move it near the children while they blow toward the paper. Show that as you move the paper farther away from bad influences, it is less affected by them. If we want to remain steadfast and immovable in the face of evil, we should stay away from temptation. Scripture accounts. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the accounts of what happened to Joseph while he was in Egypt from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 8. You might want to show portions of the video Joseph and His Brothers, 53152, during the lesson. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Joseph remains pure. While Joseph serves in Potiphar's household, he stays committed to personal purity and keeping God's commandments. How was Joseph treated while he was Potiphar's servant? Genesis chapter 39, verses 3 through 6. Why do you think Potiphar trusted Joseph and gave him such responsibility? How can we earn other people's trust? When Potiphar's wife tried to tempt Joseph to do wrong, how did he keep himself pure? Genesis chapter 39, verses 8 through 10 and verse 12. Note that in verse 8, Joseph Smith translated wotteth as knoweth. See footnote B. Explain that hearkened not means that he didn't listen or follow. Fled means that he ran away. What can we do when we are tempted to do wrong? See enrichment activity number 1. Even though Joseph was falsely accused and cast into prison, how was he blessed by the Lord? Genesis chapter 39, verses 21 through 23. When you are treated unfairly or unjustly punished, what can you do to keep the spirit of the Lord? Joseph is guided by the power of the Lord. Joseph interprets the dreams of Pharaoh's butler and baker while he is in prison and later Pharaoh's dream about the need to prepare for famine. How was Joseph able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh's butler and baker? Genesis chapter 40, verse 8. After Joseph interpreted these dreams, what favor did he ask in return? Genesis chapter 40, verses 14 and 15. What did the chief butler forget? Genesis chapter 40, verse 23. How can we show appreciation to those who help us? Why did the chief butler finally remember Joseph? Genesis chapter 41, verses 1, 8, and 9. How much time had passed? What did the chief butler tell Pharaoh? Genesis chapter 41, verses 9 through 13. What did Joseph tell Pharaoh about his ability to interpret dreams? Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. What does this indicate about Joseph's character? To whom should we give credit for our talents, blessings, and spiritual gifts? How did Joseph explain Pharaoh's dreams? Genesis chapter 41, verses 2 through 7, and verses 26 through 31. Note, kine means cows. See LDS Bible Dictionary, page 721. What solution did Joseph give to help Egypt survive the famine? Genesis chapter 41, verses 33 through 36. What do our church leaders today teach us about food storage? Why is this a good idea? Why did Pharaoh choose Joseph to be in charge of gathering and distributing food? Genesis chapter 41, verses 38 and 39. What quality in your character might you use to bless the lives of others? Help the children recognize areas of personal strength. What privilege and power was Joseph given in Egypt? Genesis chapter 41, verses 41 to 43. What did Joseph do during the 7 years of plenty? Genesis chapter 41, verses 48 and 49. When the famine arrived, as foretold, who besides the Egyptians came to Joseph's storehouses to buy food? Genesis chapter 41, verses 56 and 57. Explain that in the next lesson, the children will learn about Joseph's family who came from Canaan to Egypt to buy food during the famine. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ know that it is harder to avoid temptation when we allow ourselves to get close to it. Discuss with the children how they could distance themselves from temptation in the following situations. A. A plate of your favorite dessert is on the table, ready to be taken to a sick neighbor. B. Your parents have warned you not to swim without someone watching. You are alone by the water on a very hot day. Perhaps you could just wade up to your knees. C. Some of your friends are trying to convince you to try smoking a cigarette. Whenever you are with them, they dare you to take just one puff. D. You are troubled by bad thoughts when you read a certain book. You could make a list on the chalkboard of other temptations, such as gossiping, looking at vulgar magazines, using bad language, dressing immodestly, watching inappropriate movies or television shows, telling unclean jokes or stories, listening to improper song lyrics, or using drugs. Discuss strategies for resisting evil, such as removing ourselves from the situation and replacing the temptation with something wholesome. Erase each harmful influence from the chalkboard as it is discussed. 2. Explain that deciding to stay clean and pure before temptation comes can be a protection. President Spencer W. Kimball taught, "Make certain decisions only once. We can push some things away from us once and have done with them without having to brood and re-decide 100 times what it is we will do and what we will not do." Conference Report, April 1976, pages 69 and 70, or Ensign, May 1976, page 46. Discuss with the children some decisions they can make right now, such as never to smoke, not look at bad books, magazines, television shows, or videos. Pray each morning and evening. Read the scriptures daily and stay morally clean. Challenge each child to write down one or more decisions he or she will make now. 3. Explain that instead of concentrating on evils to avoid, we should fill our lives with wholesome influences. Recite the 13th article of faith with your class and discuss with the children what good things they can seek after in their lives. 4. Challenge the children to commit to being clean and pure. Ask a child to read Psalm number 24, verses 3 through 5. Let the children discuss how this description fits Joseph: clean hands and a pure heart, fled temptation, hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Give credit to God for his abilities. Help your class members understand how this scripture could apply to them. Give the children each a pencil and paper and ask them to complete the sentence, "I will keep my mind and heart pure by blank." They might write the following ideas: praying, reading the scriptures, attending church, being honest, attending only uplifting movies, reading good books, and following Joseph's example of avoiding evil. Encourage the children to take their papers home and discuss what they have written with their families. 5. Sing "I Will Be Valiant," Children's Songbook, page 162, with the children. Divide your class into two groups, truth and right. When they sing the line, "I'll stand for truth," have that group stand up and remain standing. Do the same thing for the line, "I'll stand for right." Insert, "I will be valiant." The Lord needs valiant servants to do his work in the latter day, who follow the teachings of Jesus and serve his people in a loving way. "I will be his servant and keep my covenants valiantly. I'll stand for truth. I'll stand for right. The Lord can depend on me." Back to text. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify to your class members that when they decide in advance to keep themselves pure, the Lord will give them greater strength to resist evil. Encourage them to stay as far away from temptation as possible. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Genesis chapter 39 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 16, Joseph in Egypt.